Okay, we are ready. My name is Natalia Da Silva. I will introduce myself. I am Natalia Da Silva, that is my name. I just finished my PhD in statistics at Iowa State University. And this is not part of my dissertation. It's part of another job that I am doing as a research assistant in Iowa State. And also this is a project for Google Summer of Code that I am working right now. For this project that I am working with Heike Hoffman and Annette O'Connor that are my mentors for this project in Iowa State University. And this package, the name of the package is MetaWrite. It's to write, review, and update meta-analysis. And it's in a developing version right now. We have the version in GitHub. It's available, but I think at the end of the summer will be better than now. I wish. Okay, I will go over the structure of the presentation. First, I will talk about our motivation. I will go and explain what is a living systematic review and what is our approach or solution for a living systematic review that will be the MetaWrite package. And I will go over at the end to future work that we have a lot of things to do, maybe. For the motivation, first, I have to explain a little bit what is a systematic review, because since I am doing something for a living systematic review, then at least we need to know what is a systematic review. We are trying to summarize findings from different multiple studies, okay, in some specific topic, and we will use that information to get like some informed decision to make disease control politics sometimes. And this kind of systematic review are very specific. You need a lot of protocols and follow a lot of rules. Like for example, you have to know if which kind of paper are you considering in your review, if you will consider observational studies or not, and things like that. What will be the period that you will analyze, and there are a lot of things that you have to keep in mind. And often, the systematic review contains some meta-analysis. That is an important thing here. What the meta-analysis is, in general, all the kind of models, statistical models that are used to combine information from all different studies and get a final estimation, global estimation, to get some conclusion about the effect. And are very useful to evaluate treatment, the effect of a treatment, to make and design control disease policies and things like that. And what is a key point here in systematic review, we need to have the systematic review update. But what is the problem? The problem is like some systematic review take forever, like more than 1 year, or sometimes you are waiting, like you get your publication and you will stay like forever again. And then when the publication appears, the information maybe is not the best information to take a decision, then we need to be faster. Then living systematic review is a solution, is a proposal to deal with this situation, to speed up the systematic review, okay? Okay, then living systematic review at the end is a systematic review, but it will be faster. It's like when I have the information available, we have to be able to update all the systematic review faster and not wait until get the publication or something like that. And something that is important, we have to ensure that the process is transparent. We need a specific protocols to follow because we want at the end reproducibility. We want to be able at the end to read all the living systematic review and do the same search and get the same conclusions. That is something important. And what are the main tasks that a living systematic review has to accomplish? First, should be able to produce the dynamic report. We need dynamic report, should be available online in an easy way that every user can go and understand the data and all the information that is there. And also should be, we should be able to have an efficient way to update all the review and the analysis. If we have meta-analysis also, we should be able to see all the information there. And this is based on the definition of Elliott, but right now also Cochrane is working in defining better things for living systematic review, because right now they are beginning to worry about this. What is our approach for living systematic review? Well, we are implementing an R package that the name is MetaWrite package. And the goal of this package is to combine writing, analysis, and review, allowing versioning and update at the same time. Okay, at the end, we will have a web-based application that should be friendly for the user and should include all the important things and tasks that a living systematic review have to accomplish. That is the idea. And you should tell me, right now maybe it's not ready, but I wish to have some comments and feedback because maybe there is some possible user here for a living systematic review package. And as far as we know, there is not an R package for doing living systematic review. Then, let's. Okay, what are the functionalities that our package has right now? We have some helper functions. These helper functions are to run meta-analysis models, and we will restructure the data because sometimes when you have, you make a systematic review, you have a lot of information, you get an extraction of some effect size, and at the end, for example, you can compare different pairwise comparison, and then you need to do a lot of models. Then we have helper functions to make all the models and restructure the data to be used in our web application. We have other function that is the web application that will be the thing that the user will use more. Because will contain the writing, the review, and the update for a living systematic review. And I am working to translating some of the plot from Metaphor package to ggplot2 because right now are in base plot, and I saw the meta, because I have to mention, right now the helper function that we have are only running Metaphor meta-analysis, using only Metaphor package, but we will extend to more, because there are a lot of meta-analysis package, and I have to select some, and I will have to continue increasing this thing. And since in the Metaphor package, in the task list, he has something saying that he wants to do this, translate the base plot on that, maybe I have to collaborate with him. Okay. Shiny app, okay. The Shiny app at the end will be like the main function that we have, and I am using to do this Shiny app, Shiny dashboard package and Shiny GS package. And the structure of the Shiny contains all these items, because I have a side panel that I will show you right now, with all the different items that you see there. The protocol, we have to be able to write a protocol there, because when we are doing a systematic review, the first thing that we have to do is a protocol. I don't know how to do a protocol, but there are people that know, and this is the first thing that they do. Okay, that they have to explain how they will do the search and all the key things that will make this reproducible at some point. Also, I have two items there that you will see PubMed and PubAg right now, is to do an initial search. Because when you are doing a systematic review, you need to search in all different libraries what are the key publications up to date, because that is the information that you need. And I have one that is searching in PubMed and other that is searching in PubAg that I will show you. I have another item that is to write the report. Because after you have that part, you want to write the report. You want to write the summary with all the information that you will put in the update. And I have two more, that the pairwise item will be to have the information of the summary from your model, because we will have pairwise meta-analysis summary there, and we can include some visualization also. And the last one, I am working, because in sometimes you can make a network meta-analysis then also. We will want to see some results. But right now, I don't have nothing there. But I will have at some point. I wish. Okay, then, that is like, the function has some kind of argument, because at the beginning you have to say, is this the initial protocol or not? Is this the initial report or not? You want to do a pairwise comparison or not? I have to give you the data, and the data came from our helper functions. And I have to specify what kind of output I want. I want a PDF, I want a HTML, or whatever. there for my protocol and my report. Yes, and I will show you. Here is the first upset. If you can see here, we have all the different items that I explained before. And in the first one, we have this. In every space that we have there, that is an area, behind we have R markdown. Then we can write there, we can write formulas or whatever, and we can save this, and we can, yes, if we save, we can save another. And here we have all the different versions. Right now we are doing persistent storage locally, but at some point we will do the storage in another place, I wish on GitHub. Yes, and at the end, we since we specify a PDF, we will have our protocol there. That will be. And as I told you, I have two subsets that are for searching. And for searching, this is in PubMed. We have a lot of citations for a lot of medical and social science journals. And I am using behind this, I am using the RISMed package. I think she is in USAR, Stephanie. And what are the things that we can specify? What are the keywords that we are looking for? Finish soon. Okay. And we can specify from and to. And after that, we have the information about what are the title, what is the author, and what is the year. Something that will be nice to click here and have the PDF there is something that I should incorporate. And yes, and the second one, why I didn't incorporate this one in the other one, because this PUB app, I don't have an R package, and the API here is from USDA, and it's new, and it's very, it's limited. Okay, then I have a different thing that I can only specify a keyword and the year, yes. The keyword and the year, and at the end, information that will display will be similar, the paper, the author, and the year. And we will know that if we have something there, we need an update. Okay. Why this is yellow? We don't know. Okay. Okay. And we have the Living Systematic Report that is, after that, is similar to the protocol, because we can write here the report that behind we have R markdown, then we can, I have to put a play, and we can download, and we have persistent storage there in a similar way as before. And for hiding and things, it's very useful using the Shiny GS package that I am using here. And okay, and the last one that I will show you is the analysis. Because we want to have the analysis update. And here I have some example using meta-analysis. This plot is a funnel, it's a forest plot that I am translating to ggplot2. The other one is a funnel plot. And yes, it's not, internet is not working, but basically you have to see, like, I have a summary information, I can select the pair that I want to compare, and I have this visualization that maybe I will select another one. But at the end, in this item, I want to summarize information from the meta-analysis, the model that I am doing, and in the next one, that is the network, if we have information to make a network meta-analysis, I want to be able to see all the information. And at the end, if new information came, we can update the data again, and we will see here all the analysis changing the updates, and we will have all the information there. And to finish, yes, 1 minute, I am there. Future work, I want to expand the functionality to include more meta-analysis package there, because right now the helper functions that we have are only for Meta4, but I will include Meta, MetaNet, or other packages that are more used. And I will include a summary result for network meta-analysis, and these are key things that I want. Instead of doing persistent storage, I want to do storage on GitHub and to make collaborative work the user has to be an ID and log in and change things. And also, we will have this upload the living systematic review in some server. And this is all that I have. If you have any comment, question, things that I should include from a user point of view, I will be happy to